Welcome to Jessica Miles, the podcast, where each week we'll discuss my experiences as a professional spiritual medium, intuitive healer, and mentor. I'll be sharing what I've learned while developing as a psychic medium and facilitator of ancient healing modalities and much, much more. You were born with this innate ability to communicate and co-create with the unseen realms of the universe. This podcast is for those on a path of self-discovery and spiritual development, seeking grounded and practical tools to feel deeply rooted into spirit. I'm your host, Jessica Miles. Now let's dive into today's episode. Hello, everyone, and welcome back. I am really excited. I have a few announcements to make before I dive into the episode. For those of you who have been interested and curious about working with me in person and online in group events, I have a few things on the calendar. So for those of you who are in the LA area or in the South Bay area, I have decided to donate my time and my energy for a cause. My son's school presents a fundraiser every year called Hearts of Hermosa. And this year, one of my clients asked if I wanted to co-host in a flash party leading one of my group classes. And I said, yes, absolutely. So, if you are in the South Bay area and you are interested in joining this very intimate event, it is available for 10 people in a beautiful, beautiful home and location here in Hermosa Beach. One of my other clients, her name is Paige. She is so kind to host in her beautiful home. And it will be approximately 2.5 hours. And if you are interested in joining us, the class isn't until Friday, May the 7th, I believe. Let me double check my calendar. I think I spoke too soon. Got a little ahead of my, Friday, May the 10th. And we will be starting at 9:30 in the morning with some light bites and just a little mingle. And then we'll dive right into the foundational tools of intuitive healing and grounding meditation and healing event. So I will not only be leading the group through the basics of intuitive energy healing, what I call your lifeline to safeguard your energy, to feel balanced, to release anxiety, to release fears, just to sort of shake off any energetic debris that you may have gathered so that you can be in your own essence and in alignment with your own intuition, your own internal dialogue. I will be holding space for this group of women, and I will also be setting the intention to release anything that comes up, any themes that come up for the circle. So it will also be a collective energy healing. If you are interested in partaking, I would have you message me at jessicamiles@icloud.com and let me know if you'd like to reserve a seat. This will not be linked in my bio because, again, there is just a few seats available, and I just figured it would be easier if you're local. You could either attend the Hearts of Hermosa event and purchase your ticket there while you're at the party, or you can reach out to me and I will get you the link so that you could participate. Another fun thing that I will be taking part in is with Lynn. You guys know Lynn Tucknese. She has been a guest here on my podcast, not only this one, but the Align podcast. She is somebody I work with on a very frequent basis, and we collaborate time and again on clients to do this sort of tag team healing live on the call. And so we decided that we wanted to hold space for a group class where we will hold a collective theme each month where we will use both of our modalities to tap into the group, the whole class, to release, to rewire, to elevate your energy, and to let go of these limitations, these belief systems, any physical manifestations that can happen in the body as it relates to mental and emotional. It is going to be such a fun event. And that is on April 4th at 4 p.m. This is a Zoom event. That is all linked in my bio, and I will also put it in the show notes. And if you have any questions or curiosities, please let me know. Just send me a message on Instagram, or you can email me directly at jessicamiles.com. And so let's go ahead and get into today's conversation. It's interesting how these things work, right? I always like to sort of feel out the topics based on the questions that I get asked by not only my clients, but my students or friends or family. And when I receive the same questions in three or more, I know that I'm meant to speak on it. And so I had a wonderful client and friend reach out to me just recently, and she was sharing with me that she was feeling extremely blocked in her business. And she is a student that I have had underneath my wing since 2021. She joined me in my Illuminate one-to-one mentorship. She also joined me in Transcend. She has been a one-to-one client. She has joined Allie and I in our group online classes. So she has very much been a very active part of my life, and it's been amazing and incredible to get to see her and witness her journey as she now launches her own business. She wanted to share that she was feeling some limitations and some blocks, and she couldn't figure out why she was all of a sudden grappling like all of this fear. And in having a phone conversation with her, I was sharing with her that she may want to revisit her Illuminate package, like go back to the modules, go back to the platform, and revisit some of the techniques that she had acquired, not only through Illuminate, but also through my Transcend series as well for the Advanced Intuitive. It has been a while since she had revisited those modules. I mean, she completed it with me in 2021. She's very active in her spiritual self-care, her physical self-care. She is somebody who takes care of her body in a very physical way, and through food, through movement, through meditation. But she was still experiencing some of these blocks and fears as she is now navigating a new chapter in her life. And after speaking with her and realizing that, wow, she's got to go back and do this incredible clearing. But what was really empowering about the thing, and this is why I love to teach you guys, is yes, you can reach out to an intuitive like myself, or maybe you know someone else, or you can actually learn how to do the thing. You can learn how to understand your energy. You can learn how to energetically cleanse and purge your energy. You can learn how to manifest and bring things closer to you and manifest through the quantum realm. There's spirit communication, there's animal communication. There's so much that takes place within both of my containers. And what's incredible is when I suggested to her to revisit these tools and to specifically do this cleansing around her and business, this energy work around her business, but to also do this energy cleansing on her own auric field, she was able to get her clarity, and she was able to get her insight and some energy healing from the support of her loved ones in spirit and her guides. And she walked away from that experience that she did for herself and felt really, really excited about it. And so I wanted to share with you the recording that she sent to me, because I think that it's important for those of you who are listening and are maybe on your development journey. I think it's important to check in with yourself, and also maybe to share this so that you may learn something from her experience. Because oftentimes what happens is the reason why we're not getting our clarity is because we're not fully grounded in our body. You know, we're usually too far ahead in the future. Maybe we're thinking about the past. Maybe we have a lot of emotional things going on in our life, and that doesn't really allow us to be anchored in our body. But like I said, if you just take 10 to 15 minutes of your time and of your energy to use some of these energetic tools, which, by the way, I have a lot of them free on my website for you to download and for you to enjoy for yourself. So please do that. you will receive your own unique wisdom. So at the start of this recording, you will hear her say, Jess, I did the clearing of the spiders, eggs, and snakes. So I wanted to clarify that. So for those of you that are listening, like, what is she talking about? So there's a modality and there's a technique within the intuitive healing world where you can project like a fearful energy or a fearful picture, I should say, something that would spark some like angst in the body, some fear in the body, in order for you to pull fearful energy out of your space, in order for you to recognize when you have fearful energy in your space. So there's this healing that I do for my clients. And then I also have taught it to my mentees and many of my students. And what you're doing is you are setting the intention to clear your energetic field from snakes, spiders, and eggs. I learned this from one of my mentors. Her name is Catherine Schiff. She's an incredible intuitive healer. And the whole purpose of that is so that you can release things that are attached to fearful pictures. How many of you are afraid of spiders, snakes, and larvae? I mean, that's icky, right? When you think of it, like, ew, ick. But when you're using your third eye to tune into your own energy, a good way to find those icky parts in the body is by using symbolism. And so that's what this represents. We're using the symbolism of these things that create a little fear in the body so that she can track those images in her own physical body, in her own auric field, so that she can release it through energy work. So I'm not saying she has snakes in her body. I'm not saying she has real spiders in her body, and I'm not saying she has these larva eggs in her body. Again, it's just an image for her to look for while she's doing energy work so that she can release any fearful energy, any doubt energy, any low vibrational energy, anything, any experience, any feeling that may be keeping her from moving forward in her life. And so here is the recording.
So I did my X-Spider snake cleanse, and super fun. I called in like my whole spirit team and asked for someone to step forward as like a facilitator of it, so I could just be on the receiving end. And my dog Shaka, my very first family dog, he came forward, and I haven't thought about him in a very long time, but recently a lot of like dog messages have been coming through, and that was something that I like thought about talking about on my Instagram and then didn't. But anyway, he came through, and it was like deep sadness, and I realized that I never really got to mourn his loss properly, like when he passed. So that was good. So Shaka facilitated everything. I did some like crystal work with myself too that I don't normally do, and was doing like skin to skin. And then I went through like all the different chakra systems, and it was very different this time, where normally in the past when I've gone in and kind of just done these cleanses, they've been like big spiders, big eggs. And this time my energy was very much overwhelmed by tiny versions of all of them, like just super overpopulated in my whole body. And I can see too in hindsight how I was having physical symptoms for the past few, basically since I started business stuff, but for like a long time, but just like physical symptoms, and how now they were like building, because as I was going through the snake, spiders, eggs, it was like some chakras was like layering of all of them. Like I'd have to get rid of like one, and then there's like deeper, but all of that came through. I got really good recommendations for things to do for each chakra to help balance them out, and then we're just feeling like really good. We're like definitely just like back in my practice in a way that I haven't, like I've still been meditating and whatnot, but like it hasn't been feeling as deep, and this just felt really good. And then earlier today I did the healing for my business with my name and just blocks that I had around there, and again really good like cleansing around all of that, but much easier than the personal. And then at the end of it, I realized like I really don't have much holding me back. Like it's just me and these ideas that I've like little fears that I've created. But once I grounded all of those out, I was like, oh, I can do all this. And it's so fun. And I was like getting so excited about it. And same thing like with my spirit team, it's just like overwhelming support and clarity. So that was really fun. My grandpa who passed first, the one who has come through with you, he came forward to facilitate, which was really, really fun and really special for that end of things. And yeah, just feeling like super excited, super supported, excited to go forward and pursue all of this. So thank you very much again for helping me and always being there. Love you so much. Bye.
Okay, now, do you see why I get so excited to teach this stuff? There's nothing more empowering than getting your own clarity and understanding, and not only that, but feeling so good after you have performed an energy healing on yourself. And again, right, like, so she took these classes with me in 2021. She has had a lot of time in between since she has done the mentorship. And she was honest. I asked her, I said, have you revisited any of the tools that we had navigate it together, all the tools that I've taught you? Have you gone back to basics, right? Go back to basics. I tell all of my students that ever do my mentorships with me, those foundational tools are your lifeline. They will serve you over and over and over and over again. And she was honest and she said, oh my gosh, no, I haven't gone back. And I said, I'm going to tell you right now, anytime you're launching something new, anytime you're experiencing shifts in your life, anytime you need to like get back to basics and get centered, always go back to the foundational tools within that program. And she was able to get all of that information, the support of her grandfather, the loving energy from her dog and spirit. She was able to realize that a lot of her hangups around her business were accumulated fears that she had gathered over a series of time. Intuitive energy healing is something that I do on a very daily basis. I am very fortunate that I get to revisit these tools because I have many students underneath me that allow me to re-exercise these tools and to be in them. But the truth is we are always a forever student. And I always like to say, pretend like you're in kindergarten. I don't care if you've been doing this work for 10 years. I don't care if you've been doing this work for 20 years. You will always gather strength and wisdom by returning back to the basics. These basics that I learned 7 years ago, I was terrified at the time when I was learning them. But because I have revisited them time and time again, it has allowed me to, one, clear so much energy around my root chakra, my sacral chakra, my solar plexus chakra, but has also allowed me to amplify my energy and become in greater alignment with my spiritual gifts, right? So my psychic abilities, my mediumship abilities, my clear hearing, my clear feeling, my ability to know things, like that is all because I am constantly cleansing and aligning to my own energy. And so I loved that she shared this with me, and I loved the excitement and the clarity that she received for herself. And she, again, she was able to do it in like 20 minutes. Girl got clarity for herself in 20 minutes. I just get so excited when I hear the voice of my clients and they're like, wow, I was able to do that all on my own. And I'm like, absolutely you are. Absolutely. Listen, we are all energy beings. We are all born intuitive. We are all born with this innate ability to feel into our senses, right? You can strengthen your intuition. You can strengthen that ability. You can understand your energy and be in alignment with your soul and with your spiritual allies and your team. It's available to all of us. There's just like one example of some of the messages that I had received from my clients that, you know, they will quickly reach out to me because one, I mean, they love me and I appreciate it. And I think it's amazing. They love being in my energy. It's the funniest. I get the funniest messages from my clients, but I always love to redirect the energy back to them because I know what is possible and I know what can happen. I just recently had a conversation with another student and she was frantic. She had lost her wedding band. Understandably frantic. I totally get it. And she is in my group mentorship currently. And she reached out to the group on a text and said, is anybody able to tune into my missing ring? Because I can't seem to find it and I'm a little frantic. And I saw very clearly that she was going to find it on her own. And so my guide said, do not tell her where it is. Guide her back to herself because she can do this. And I'm like, absolutely. And so I had given her some, you know, some tips on how to ground and remember the tools that I taught her for finding missing items. And at the time she said she was very busy. I think it was softball or soccer. I can't remember because she's got little ones. And I said, okay, when you get home, I want you to ground and I want you to use the tools that I've taught you in grounding and running your energy. And then you're going to align your body like a magnet. You're going to ask your body to bring you towards your ring because I know it's in your house. I can see it very clearly, but I'm not going to give you the information. And sure enough, she sent a message to the group very quickly and said, I found my ring. So again, we all have the ability to tap into our higher wisdom. We just got to take the time and the energy to one ground to dump out, like just dump out your day, dump out your thoughts, dump out, you know, any conversations you had, especially emotions, stress. And you can do that by downloading, hey, you know what? I'm going to tell you right now, go to my website, download the Illuminate Ground and Run Your Energy meditation. I suggest all my clients to do it morning and at night. But I'm telling you, if you do that meditation morning and at night and you start setting intentions before you begin, like, oh, I'm setting the intention to gain some clarity around this trip that I want to go on. And then you go in and you do that meditation, you will receive messages around your intention. I promise you that. And when you do, please message me because I want to hear all about it. I get really excited when I hear my clients, you know, just gathering their psychic hellos and you know, winks from spirit. It just makes me so happy because I know how exciting it is when I was getting those I call them psychic hits. And I still get excited. I still get excited for my wins. And I've been doing this for 7 years. Anytime I have some like fascinating, like, whoa, I literally will clap my hands and go, oh my God, that was so amazing, spirit, do it again. Because it is. This is fun work. It's not scary. It's not heavy. It's fun. Like, understanding your intuition can be very, very fun. The stuff that feels heavy and scary, those are just fears and stories that you have gathered over your lifetime. But you can move them out and you can transmute them and you can elevate that energy into a higher frequency. So anyways, thank you guys so much for joining me for today's little conversation. I'm just really excited to have you all here. I just love your messages so much. And thank you so much for supporting this podcast, my work, and all that I do. If you feel so called, please share this episode with someone you care about. This is what helps my podcast grow. And that's one way that you can help me out. So thank you so much, you guys. I hope you have a wonderful week ahead. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I look forward to hearing from you. Please share your comments with me on Instagram at @peoplecallmejess. Your continued support means the world to me. Please subscribe, rate, and review. Plus, share this episode with a friend or loved one that you feel would benefit from today's conversation. Thank you for listening.